Their defensive coordinator talked about tempo, and your defense better be in great condition because we practice against that offense. You talk about your defense. Is your defense in great physical condition?
Well, we feel pretty good about we're getting healthier than we have been. You know, the climate that we practice in, the tempo that we go at and practice, we hope all those things help us in that situation. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But our guys feel really good right now. Just talking to them, you know, about their bodies and stuff, a lot of them are talking about this is the best they felt in a training camp. So,
how much of the tempo game is mental?
You know, well, there's a lot of it. A lot of it's just getting lined up, getting ready to go, knowing the call, knowing your assignment. I think, you know, you see uncertainty on the defense. That's where some of the big plays occur.
What's your concern level with Cecil?
You know, it was more precautionary on our part. He just had a little bit of tightness, so we said, it's just, we were looking at possibly giving him a day off today, and we just said, let's go out there, see how it feels, and, you know, we just said, let's not do it.
Yeah, but that's kind of where it's all started. It all seems to start with tightness in the hamstring.
Right.
Like that's where it happened last time, and that's where it happened with Allen Robinson,
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I think this one's a little bit different. He felt it, he ran, and he's feeling good, and then he said, I just feel a little bit of tightness, and we said, that's it.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what I'm hoping anyway. I could understand that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like that in talking to him.
What stands out to you about Cyprian this year compared to last?
Well, I think, you know, last year he was learning the system. This year he's, you know, still learning, but I think he's paying attention to more of the intricacies of the defense and how he can play a part in it and some of the reactions. And he just feels like he has more poise with the defense and he has a better understanding of what everybody else's responsibility is. So that's the next step, and that's good to see. He's really becoming it's studying the game, it's taking care of your body, it's understanding offense, understanding defense, and it's not just studying it for a week, it's over an extended period of time. And that's the capabilities he shows. And I think that's ideally what you're looking for in every one of your players. And I think he exhibits some of those traits.
Are you happy with his progression where he is heading into year two?
Really am. I'm really pleased with his, especially his mindset. And, you know, he's a guy that I don't believe he would say this. He's not that type that, hey, I want to be great. I want to be great. He puts it out there, but you can see by his actions he wants to be really good.
Third downs last year, Philadelphia wasn't that great defense. Stopping third downs, you kind of struggled getting, you know, converting third downs. How does that matchup look?
Well, I think, you know, each year is different. So I think that's one of the situations we addressed in the offseason, looked at it, worked in OTAs, training camp, and now it's a new season. So, you know, those stats, we start over. I know it's just like red zone. The end of the season, we play better than the beginning. And, you know, I think we're just looking for improvement, and we feel like, you know, we put a lot of work in that area, so we'll see.
How did you address that, Nelson?
Well, I think it's one of the things that helps is that, you know, some of these guys, although we do have a lot of new guys, but another year into it and kind of having a feel for what we're looking for. And then, you know, some of them were just maybe a drop or a misread, and hopefully, you know, we're more on top of those details.
I guess Lane Johnson's out, of course, but the rest of this Philly offensive line has been playing together for a long time. It's quite a challenge for this defensive line. First chance out for your D-line. Just talk about the offensive line for Philly.
Well, yeah, they are very talented up front. A lot of experience, and, you know, they feel like they're in sync with one another. And, you know, Philly shows their hand. This is who we are. We like to run zone schemes and balance plays and, you know, and they just have a lot of confidence in it. And I think the maturity level up front shows, too. The different looks that you show them, you see they make the calls up front. And they just have a really good idea of, you know, how they work with one another.
Is that something this offensive line, yours, can do?
Yeah, that's why I think, you know, for us, we have some new guys. And the communication, things like that, that's always something. But when you look at them individually, you can say, well, you can protect and you can block. And you can work the second level and so can you. So we can do it. Now it's just trusting that we can do it as a group. And I think that's where, you know, I know we're working at that. And I think they all got a real sense of confidence. It's just meshing it together.
What's your mindset? You open at Philly as the biggest underdog of the board. Do you think the league didn't do us any favors, or do you
not at all. I think it's, you know, our guys look at it as a great opportunity, a great challenge, and to go up there. It's like talking to the three rookie receivers, you know, and they're like, we don't feel like rookies. We're excited about going up there and balling. Let's go, man. This is exciting. What a great opportunity, and that's what you'd hope how they would talk. And, you know, and I think that spreads throughout the team. I think we're working hard, and it's getting closer to that point in time. And, you know, I don't know. I think it just there's a genuine excitement about it.
But do you fear that halfway through this first quarter, they're like, oh, my God, what do we get ourselves into? You know, they don't really realize they haven't played a regular season game. Now they're going against
the
team.
No, not at all.
That's not a concern.
No. Oh, yeah, we don't even think that way.
Have you changed your stance on captains?
Or have you always been a guy who wants
You know what? That's a good question. Someone asked you, do you want captains? And I think it's a good sign for the players and good recognition. But I've told our guys, you know, we announced it. We said, hey, we got the captains that we chose, and we have 61 other leaders on this team. You know, we're, like I said in the beginning, we're trying to get, you know, 63 or whatever the total number is of leaders. And we feel like we're even a stronger team if we have that. But I think the idea of captains, the team votes on it, and some recognition that way, I think that's always good.